Daniel, chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, who should be throughout the whole kingdom. And over them 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might give account to them, and that the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was distinguished above the presidents and the satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the satraps sought to find occasion against Daniel as concerning the kingdom, but they could find no occasion nor fault, since he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then these prominent men said, "We will not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Then these presidents and satraps assembled together to the king, and said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the deputies and the satraps, the counselors and the governors, have consulted together to establish a royal statute, and to make a strong interdict, that whoever will ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, except of you, O king, he will be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict, and sign the writing, that it may not be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." Therefore King Darius signed the writing and the interdict. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Now his windows were open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, and he knelt on his knees 3 times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he did previously. Then these prominent men assembled together, and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Then they came near, and spoke before the king concerning the king's interdict, "Have you not signed an interdict, that every man who will make petition to any god or man within 30 days, except to you, O king, will be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." Then they answered and said before the king, "That Daniel, who is of the sons of the captivity of Judah, does not regard you, O king, nor the interdict that you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day." Then the king, when he heard these words, was intensely displeased, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored until the going down of the sun to rescue him. Then these prominent men assembled together to the king, and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians, that no interdict nor statute which the king establishes may be changed." Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, "Your God whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." And a stone was brought, and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace, and passed the night fasting, neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and went in a hurry to the den of lions. And when he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a lamentable voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "O Daniel, slave of the living God, is your God, whom you serve continually, able to deliver you from the lions?" Then said Daniel to the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel, and has shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me, since before him innocence was found in me, and also before you, O king, I have done no hurt." Then the king was exceedingly glad, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found on him, because he had trusted in his God, and the king commanded, and they brought those prominent men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and broke all their bones in pieces, before they came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages, that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree, that in all the dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom is that which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be even to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius, and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian.